You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Well, we all know that the pandemic has been tough on people, but especially for teenagers, there is ongoing stress, there's fear, there's grief, uncertainty that has been created by this ongoing pandemic, and it can really be difficult to cope emotionally. But here in Idaho, some teen Girl Scout leaders are hosting a Mission Mental Health for high school girls to help give them some tools that they need during this time. So joining us live today are Patricia Pike. She is CEO of Girl Scouts of Silver Sage, and Bryn, a high school student in Idaho Falls, as well as a teen Girl Scout leader who has helped organize this upcoming event. Welcome, both of you.
Thanks for having us, Gemma.
So, Bryn, talk to me about how you and your other teen leaders decided to come up with this upcoming workshop that's this Friday.
So we knew we wanted to do an event for older girls, high school girls, and we thought about what was going on in our own lives and something that we would like to go to, something that we'd like to learn about. And we put it to a vote, and we figured out that most teenage girls would like to learn about how to take care of their mental health better.
And Pat, when this idea was floated to you, what were your thoughts on this? Because I'm sure you've seen youth struggle this last year.
Absolutely, we have. Well, my first reaction is how proud I am of Bryn and the other girls on the Teen Advisory Committee. Girl Scouts is girl-led, and that's what's so important about this. I understand that they had just read a report from some of their sisters across the country who had done a national study called Teens Girls Speak Out on Mental Health, where they identified that last summer, 84% of girls, teen girls that were surveyed and in focus groups, felt that they were stressed and unsure about the pandemic and all the uncertainty it was bringing. So Bryn and her group are really reflecting what girls are feeling all over the country. And Girl Scouts take action. They don't sit back. So Bryn and the Teen Advisory Committee are jumping in to do something to support their sisters.
And Bryn, talk to us about the upcoming workshop. It is this Friday, February 5th. It's virtual, of course, but you're bringing in a panel of mental health experts in particular.
Yes. So it's a 90-minute event. And our first hour, we have a Q&A session with two therapists and a lady from the Live Wilder Foundation. And so we're just trying to throw out questions to have our concerns or questions really answered about our own mental health and how we can help out with our sisters as well.
And I have to, you know, I've said this before that I know that the pandemic has affected all of us. It has been difficult on everyone. I think that children and youth have been affected so tremendously at points, even more so, I think, than adults. Your entire lives, Bryn, have been flipped upside down, right? To virtual learning, to some people, you know, your high school graduation looks completely different. I mean, high school looks different, you know, no sports. It goes on and on and on. Were you and your friends feeling this? And I mean, you've been living through this.
Yeah. So, you know, little kids are flexible. You're like, wear a mask and they don't want to, but they will because kids are resilient. But in this time, this 9th through 12th grade kind of time in our lives, it's everything happening now is going to directly affect us later. So there was college tour planning that was shut down, and the SATs didn't really happen for the class of 2020 that was going to graduate. And I know I didn't get to take my PSAT. So.
Right. So there's just been so much. Yeah. And Pat, is that what you've been seeing as well? But I mean, as you said, I mean, to have these group of teen leaders come together and say, okay, you know what, we're gonna make sure that we take care of ourselves.
Yes, absolutely. As I said, Girl Scouts is girl-led, and most people know Girl Scouts as a girl-led leadership program where girls get to do things in STEM and life skills and outdoors and entrepreneurship, like the cookie program that's going on right now. But what really, really emerged as a strength of Girl Scouts, and these older girls have amplified, is the community of Girl Scouts. Girl Scouts is this girl-only safe space, and that's a special sauce, this girl-only safe space, and then put in the other special sauce, I guess we have two, and that is the mentors and the troop leaders that are willing to stay with them, to get them together, to keep them together, to support each other through this time. There, I don't like anything about the pandemic, but the girls have really found a silver lining. Yeah. Marin is from Idaho Falls, and she's gotten to know some really awesome girls here in the Treasure Valley, and they're working together to help girls across their state. So they found a way to continue that community. That community is so absolutely essential for teens.
And I want to thank both of you for your time today. That workshop, Mission Mental Health, will be virtual this Friday, February 5th. We will put a link on our website. You don't have to be a Girl Scout to participate. But thank you both so much. We've been talking with Patricia Pike, CEO of Girl Scouts of Silver Sage, and Bryn, a high school senior who has helped put this together. Thank you both so much. We'll see everybody back here tomorrow.